thou still, stern, steadfast, unmovable God, ever abounding grace of God, the work of the Lord. God, help us to stand sturdy. God, keep us, Lord. Keep us, God. By the guidance of this life, we will help us every day. In every way, Lord, we will help. God, you know the ways, Lord, we don't even mention. We can't even see them for ourselves. God, we praise you and thank you this morning. God, as you can see, you know all about it. Lord, bless every heart and spirit this morning. God, there's still burdens. Lord, there's still trouble on the heart. Troubles on the mind, God, this morning, Lord. Burdens, God, and only you can help with, God. Burdens, God, only you can supply the need, Lord. God, we praise you. God, some say they had special requests or special needs. God bless them. God, they had suggested prayers for God. Heaven to make sure everything's right in the lives of others. God, they did need the Lord. That's the burden of salvation. That's unsurpassable. That's undoubted. Irrefutable. God bless them. God bless the lady, the man, Lord, cancer, stroke. God bless you, give her this morning, God. God, you know the need this morning, Lord. Lord, you know the need this morning, God. God bless us all, Lord. Bless the nation, Brother Nick, Thomas Church, Mary, Colin, Brother Kim, Mom. Lord bless us around the church and up the grove. God bless you, Lord. Help us, Lord God. We can see your soul saved, Lord, for hiring. We can draw the motion of sanctification of the city and the world. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. God bless you, Lord. God bless you, Lord. God bless you, Lord. God bless you, Lord. Bless all the family, Lord. Keep us safe, Lord. Let's give them a hand. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's still be praying for our family and loved ones during the week of the 4th. The Lord keep them safe on the highways. My Uncle Bobby said he was coming from Hamlet yesterday, and the traffic was having to start stopping right there at Old Hunter Bridge. That light along here, they was back there about 2 miles. That's how much traffic was out there, but y'all be safe right there on the highway. Try to keep both eyes on the road at all times. Try to avoid anything you can out there that looks like an idiot. Try to avoid anything, everything that's out there. And some of them drive like they're supposed to be a NASCAR driver. But anyway, try to avoid that crowd. What you got, Miss Pat?
306 Church Hamlet.
306.
Thank you. situation if I was in the world. I'd build my kingdom here. I'd be your king here. It's just, I'm not a king. Well, I tell you, these folks don't want you to go along with Jesus no more. Amen. Do you know why this world hates you so bad? Because they want to live long. They want to be a crooked and a perverse generation. Just like the Bible said. That preacher this morning on the radio was talking about they shooting policemen because of what they're wearing. They ain't shooting a policeman because they're wearing a badge, because they're wearing a policeman's uniform. They shooting them because they want to be lawless. They want to be a crooked and a perverse generation. And if you teach holiness in the churches, they'll be against you. You'll be a spiritual dead brother because they won't fellowship you. They'll walk off and leave you. Why do you think he said if you hate your brother, you're the same as a murderer? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, you love good holiness teaching. I don't care who it comes from, where it comes from. If it lines up with the Bible, it's right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, it sounds good to hear them babies talking. Praise the Lord. Little lady was back there last week putting her hands up in the air like that and shouting hallelujah to you. Praise the Lord. If that ain't a blessing, it never will be. You let the devil get hold to them and see what they be doing.
That's right.
Huh? Let the devil get hold to them. Let them be doing something you wish that you'd never seen. Praise the Lord. Well, ain't God good to us? Amen. He's good to us this morning. What page you got, Miss Pat?
313.
I'm going to take some time and offer it while I get the song.
I'm going to sing this. It's one of Caleb's favorite songs.
Oh,
compassion and consideration and love and mercy that you ever need. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you feel like pouring your heart out to somebody, pour it out to Him. He wants to hear you. He wants to hear you call on Him. Amen. He wants to hear you call His name. Amen. He's better than Verizon when it comes to 3 minutes. Amen. Verizon might run out of 3 minutes one of these days. It's possible they could fold up and go bankrupt. But when they fold up and go bankrupt, God will still have 3 minutes. Amen. He'll still have all the time you need. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I kind of be weary nowadays when they say something about being free. Listen to parties. Buy one and get one free, something like that at parties. But these little tricks and gimmicks out here they got when it comes to your money, you better be careful if you got any, because a lot of times what they're trying to do is get what little bit you got. Praise the Lord. All right, let's see what the good Lord's got for us in the Sunday school lesson. And I thought about that this month, but this is the week of the 4th. We ain't having no service Wednesday night for anybody that might not be heard that. But I kind of didn't want to cancel service tonight because we was canceling service Wednesday night anyway. And it's the week of the 4th. You might have somewhere the fireworks. Some of you kid people might have some fireworks or something. I think everybody's pretty much popping their fireworks Wednesday night, but there ain't nothing wrong with fireworks if you do it the right way, the right craft. I wouldn't want to be around a bunch of drunks and a 100-pound firecracker or nothing like that. But be careful, whatever you do, the good Lord will bless you for having a little recreational fun sometimes. I don't like to go too far with a lot of fun, but fireworks of July 4th are just celebrating Independence Day and the independence of the country. And I like to try to be a little patriotic sometimes. I've always been big on veterans. I like to show gratitude for the veterans. I hold in high regard anybody that served in the military. If it's been during wartime or time of peace. Amen. So let's go on with the verses of our scripture here. Wisdom and social responsibility. And I didn't look up that word responsibility, but responsibility. I'll try to give you somewhat of a definition of responsibility. It's something that you're supposed to do. Something that's properly required a lot of times. If you're working for the man and you're supposed to be up there on the job at 7 o'clock
And every morning you coming in at 7:15 or 10 after 7, you're lacking in your responsibility to be there on time. And you may just get yourself fired. You have to be responsible when it comes to serving the Lord. How you carry yourself, how you act, how you treat others. Wisdom and social responsibility. Lord bless me in that department. I tell you, wisdom, that comes from God. Godly wisdom. Sure, you can have all the worldly wisdom you want to out there. But godliness with contentment is great gain. I don't know what writer said that, but it's in there if you want to look it up. Contentment and godliness go together. You got to be content serving God. You can't please God if you ain't content serving God. Amen. That's a good sign. Praise the Lord. Let's start there with our verses of scripture on page 28. John, do you want to read for us? Read 1 and 2 for us.
Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that with his feet
sinned. Sister, can you read that 3 and 4?
Foolishness of man perverteth his ways, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor.
Now, Solomon here is trying to give us a little education, a little wisdom, and that's what the book of Proverbs is. Words of wisdom. If you go on down there to verse 8, he that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. Proverbs is a book of wisdom, and Solomon was known as being the wisest man of his time. I guess he's probably the wisest man of all time. I ain't heard nobody ever having the wisdom of Solomon. Some of these people that invented these aircraft going up to the moon probably didn't have as much sense as he did. But it's better for the poor to walk with integrity. To walk with your head up. Why are you serving the Lord? Not in a proud way. That's not what he's saying. But in a way to where it's pleasing to God. The words please the people. People can see if you're happy or miserable. I mean, it don't take long if you're there for a while. See, boy, that man's talking about the Lord every other sentence. He was saying Jesus and Lord and church. But boy, he had the saddest conversation I ever heard. He'll know by your words. Or sometimes, say, you walk around. Yeah, I love the Lord. I've been serving God for 25 years. I'm bragging on fast as I can. Well, that ain't gonna help nobody. You know what I'm saying. He's not saying to walk around with your nose up in the air and act like you don't know nobody. But he's telling you to serve the Lord with a sound heart, a sound spirit. Something that'll reflect the Lord in your life as being a keeper. Something worthwhile. You see what I'm saying?
Well, this is worthwhile. Please don't get no better than serving the Lord, do it. Praise the Lord. I tell you, the perverse lives and is a fool. Y'all know how I like to use that word, dog. Fool. What is this? That's the foolish thing that you can do to go against God. If I felt like a fool more than one time, I'd have to pray and repent. You can get past the foolish things,
mean, sometimes you get too nitpicky, you know. You get too nitpicky. That the soul that be without knowledge is not good. It's not good. You got to have godly wisdom, godly knowledge now. He's not talking about the word of wisdom. And that's good if you know a lot out there in the world. God. Dang, she's been cut computers off and on since she was 4 years old. I can barely cut one of them off and on, and I'm 60. Well, 61. I tell you what, there's a lot to learn in this world these days. You got access to education like we never had it. Back when we was coming up, most of your education comes from a switch. Most of your education comes from a belt. You learn. They wouldn't spare the rod when I was coming up. They like to spare the rod these days. But they didn't spare it when I was coming up. When I was a little fella, I learned. They said, do something, I'd do it. Boy, cut this grass. Don't you leave this up yard this evening when you get home from school without cutting this grass. I'd cut that grass and then leave the yard. He didn't have to tell me 25 times. I done had about 25 licks. I knew it didn't take 25 more. See what I'm talking about? The Lord wants us to use our wisdom, our knowledge in what we do, in how we live, in our lips, our words. Don't have a crooked conversation and then say, oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah. That man, the whole time he was talking about how he cheat people, how he lied about everything, and then he's going to turn around and praise the Lord. What in the world is wrong with that man? That's the biggest hypocrite. That's what he's going to say. Ain't that right? You can't stand there and tell everybody how much you love to lie and tell stories, cut the food, and they say, oh, how do you do? The perverse lips is a fool. Foolishness perverteth his way. I'm telling you now. Foolishness will pervert your way. I know there ain't nothing wrong with a little clean fun. Even clean kidding around. A little clean fooling around. Laughter. Solomon even said laughter's like a medicine. But you ain't got to go overboard with it. You ain't got to go way out there in the left field with it. Praise the Lord. Wealth make men fools, and the poor separated from his neighbor. Hey, seems like the poor separate you from more than your neighbor. It'll separate you from the finance company. And say, you ain't got no collateral. You get out of the car, but you ain't got nothing, no. You ain't got no job. You ain't got nothing, no. Going back out the door. Now, I'm not saying that if you fit in that same category I'm in, well, I sure will be a poor and pitiful compared to a lot of them out there in the world. Well, they're supposed to have that money. And there ain't nothing wrong with having money. Use it in a godly fashion, a godly way. Amen. That's God owns the whole world. He uses it in a godly way. The devil's the one got it all twisted and turned around and upside down. But the Lord's going to come back. He's going to still have his millennial reign. What's going to be? God's going to be in control of this earth one of these days. He said it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Ain't that what he said? Praise the Lord. You won't have to worry about them crooks buying their finance company then. They sent me a thing about a credit card a while back for $500 line of credit. $500 now. I didn't say $5,000. I didn't say $25,000. $500. And if you was late on a payment, it was going to go up to like 39% or something like that. No, it was a $39 charge, and was going to go up 29% or something. A $39 late fee if you was late on a payment. Praise the Lord. I like God to be my financier. Trust God with your needs. Trust God with your wealth, if you got wealth. Trust God if you're poor and need a plenty. Huh? God got everything you need from A to Z.
Praise the Lord, why do you think I'm standing up here? Praise the Lord.
Amen. I found it to be better to trust the Lord than to trust in yourself. Lean not. Solomon wrote that too. He said, lean not unto your ways, but acknowledge him in everything you do, in all your ways, and he'll direct your paths. If he wants you to have $500,000 or $5, it'll be in the path that God sets you on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Read that 5 and 6. Sister, Don, okay, you want to read? Well, wait a minute, I'm sorry. False witness, I've done been talking about some. You have to keep your character in check. Especially some of them that wants to debate everything that is in the Bible. Sister Lisa, some of them want to debate everything. How do you know that's right? How do you know you have to live that way now? How do you know you're saved? I've had people ask me all kind of questions. I'll never forget that one girl. She said, God made marijuana, and I don't think he minds if we smoke it. I said, God's got what you need, just like the woman at the well. He told her didn't need that water. She really did at that time what she needed was that living water. And he wouldn't say you don't need water. But you can't expect to be a false witness. You can't let them pervert you in your sound judgment and the knowledge that God wants you to have in your life. He that giveth wisdom loveth his own soul. Huh? He that used wisdom loves his own soul. You can't talk. Some of my ancestors probably they used to speak of lies. They used to say with a forked tongue. A double tongue. Praise the Lord. He said this speak with a double tongue. I tell you, you can have a double tongue right on now. Forked tongue. That's what those devils got. It'll tell you the truth 1 minute and turn it around and make it into a lie the next. They ain't no escaping. They ain't no escaping, Sister Bates. You can't sit down and tell all the lies you want to and then expect the Lord to let you trot right on into heaven. Praise the Lord. You ain't going to do it. people do like people that have a big heart. But sometimes people expect too much for nothing. And they ain't wrong with getting something for nothing if the Lord bless you. Because sometimes the Lord bless me and I feel like sometimes I'm really absolutely nothing in the sight of the Lord. But I have to remember, and you do too, if you're right where God wants you to be, you're a child of God, you see. You can't be doubting and downing yourself if you know you where God wants you at. Keep your esteem, your self-esteem up, especially in your salvation and your relationship with God. Keep it up. Amen. God didn't say for us to look down. He said for us to look up from which comes thy head. Huh? God ain't down yonder. God's up there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Boy, this is some simple teaching, man. It's simple serving God the way God wants you to. How in the world you figure I'm going to teach anything for God if it ain't simple? I'm like Peter. They said, ain't these them men that ignorant, unlearned men, fishermen? Ain't that them ignorant and unlearned, uneducated? Yep, that's them. See, what they talking about? They're talking about the Son of God again. See, we're going to have to get them. We're going to have to throw them in prison. Huh? When you get to talking too much about God, you're going to turn them around. Or turn them upside down, one of the two. Praise the Lord. And they ain't gonna lie being turned upside down. It's better to be turned around. Praise the Lord. And the fourth and the brother and Hagin. You know why? A lot of times these people are going around trying to be big and flashy and got all the bling blings and all. Nine times out of ten, they ain't going up and using them to get what they can. He pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting of him. He pursuing them to take what they got. You think a lot of these companies out there, they talk about, and I know I refer to Walmart a lot, they talk about live better and save money. There's people that own Walmart. They worth billions and billions of dollars. You know why? They telling you to save money and live better at Walmart. And everybody flocks down there. They said one year back about 10 or 12 years ago, Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving, said Walmart was ringing up $1 million a minute in products. They got 11,000 stores. Said they was ringing up average that day, Black Friday, they was ringing up $1 million a minute. Down in checkout lines. $1 million a minute. I don't know how much that was profit. But I'll tell you how to live better and save money too. Serve God, let him supply your need according to his riches and glory. Amen. He got more to give than Walmart, I can tell you that. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. Ain't that what it says? He that keepeth understanding, ain't wisdom the knowledge and understanding of God, he's the one that invented it. He shall find good. Thank God for goodness. Sister B, turn over. Well, look there at that page 29. Let me read that one. We'll let you start at the next section. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. I tell y'all sometimes to be a blessing to people. You know you've heard the saying, be a blessing to people. If you can put $5 in their hands sometimes, God might bless you back in 5 months or $50. Bless them if you can. Sometimes it might not be much. You might not have much. But it's a lot when God did. Praise the Lord. it sometimes it'd be like the honey flowing out the honeycomb. It'd be so sweet you can't hardly stand it. God's so good to you. Ain't that the way it works? He's so good to me, I can't hardly stand it sometimes. I have to let it run out of my eyes and overflow with my words. Testify about the goodness of God. Praise the Lord. Look on that page 28, Sister B, and read that. We're going to be in Proverbs 19. Read that 1 and 2. Page 28, I'm sorry. Page 28, 1 and 2. It's Proverbs chapter. No, I ain't turned my page yet, have I? Must be getting too excited up here. It's on page 30, 22, 16, and 17. It's Proverbs chapter 22, verse 16 and 17 is what you'll be reading. It's on page 30. Now, I don't know how everybody gets their sayings and their slogans and that type of thing. But a fella told me one time, he said, if you go out with that man, and he got plenty of money, said, you ought to buy his bed. I said, why is that? He said, oh, you can, he can help you. I said to myself, I said, well, later on it comes to me, I said, well, it would help me better if you bought my dinner. I'd still have my money. It was if he could help me with other things, that would be a blessing too. But why would you go out with a man that's got 10 times more money than you is, or whatever, 20 times more, 50 times more money, and then you want to turn around and buy his dinner? Now I'm not going to pay to be stingy. But if he's worth 50 times more than you is, every time you spend $50, you spend $5. That might equal out pretty good. See what I'm saying? This don't be completely stingy. I got a buddy down at Laurel Hill, he's worth about $2 or $3 million. We'll go out to eat. Hey, no, I got it. But every once in a while, no, I'm buying that. That's about every one I ever see. Still got plenty of money, and you've been buying his lunch every day. Bow down thy ear. What he's saying, I believe, in one sense there, not to be high and lofty and hard-headed. Sister Lisa, you got to have a heart to serve God. Then it'll get in your mind. Once you get your heart right with God, then it'll come to your mind. It'll work its way up from your heart right on up into your brain. Sister Dana, it don't take much to say, Lord, please forgive me. I'll serve you. He said he wouldn't turn away a broken heart and a contrite spirit, a repentant spirit. But once you get your heart right with God, stand up and say, Lord, teach me what I need to know. Put it in my brain. Huh? You see what I'm saying? That's my example. I hope that helped you a little bit. Praise the Lord. I tell you, it's a pleasant thing. Am I gone too far? Whose turn is it? Brother Sam, read that 18 and 19.
There's a pleasant thing about people in the building. They shall be always filled with my lips. But I trust no man for more. I have made all of these this way.
See, it's a pleasant thing. It grows on you just like looking at a pretty rose flower, a pretty cracked myrtle tree or something, full of blooms and blossoms and flowers. One went over to Sister Death a while back and had rose bushes out there full of roses. I said, I got to have a piece of that flower, the rose bush you got there. I whacked off a piece that had 4 or 5 flowers on it, carried it on with it. I tell you, sometimes it's pleasant. It's like a flower blooming in your heart. And then it shall be fitted in thy lips. It'll be suitable. It'll be in harmony. It'll work together, you see. You see what I'm saying? The heart, the lips, the mind, the understanding, the wisdom, the knowledge, your spirit, it'll be a pleasant thing. It'll be fitting together with your words. You see what I'm saying? You understand what I'm talking about? Sister Lisa, you grow into this thing. You see what I mean? Brother John, when you get your heart right with God and you get saved, you think it's all going to fall on you all at one time. It can take you 20 years to get to where you need to be with God, to where you can be feeling pleasant and suitable and everything flowing in harmony. And you'll still have fights with the devil. You'll still have tricks of the enemy trying to come against you. You'll still have to work your way through it every day to keep that harmony, to keep that peace that passes understanding. That's a place you can get with God that feels like a dream. I have to pinch myself sometimes now, spiritually speaking. It can get so good serving God that you have to make sure you're still right in the right body, the right spirit. Yeah, I'm still here. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. You think that fellow that come up with that slogan, it's so heavenly good and I ain't no earthly good? How did that saying go? Place that well where you feel like you can't move good in this world alone. If you ain't doing something heavenly, that's what it's saying. You could be so heavenly after a while you won't feel like you know earthly good. Sister Lisa, read the next two. You read? Read 20 and 21. Now, Solomon has wrote this for us. He says, I have written to thee. Whoever reads the words of Solomon. Now, the book of Proverbs is a good book to study of and read. It's good for your soul. It's good for your heart and your wisdom and knowledge.
of Solomon, the book of Psalms is a good book. The book of Proverbs is a good book. Read and study to show yourself approved. And they are excellent things in there. Now, I'm telling you, this is what Solomon wrote. Now, I didn't write this. I'm just telling you exactly where you get it from. The Word of God. There's certain books that were put in there to teach you wisdom and understanding, and to show you that you need to serve God and follow Him. Listen to Him. Listen to His Word. Solomon put these down because why? God give it to him. That's the reason why you learn about the Word of God. That's the reason why you learn about the Spirit of God. That's the reason why you come to church. Be faithful to God. To learn more about serving God, the wisdom of God, the counsels, amen, and the knowledge I have written of excellent things. Boy, it feels excellent this morning, darling. Amen. It feels like an excellent spirit in here this morning, just to serve God. Amen. Knowing you're doing something for God. Amen. Sister, thank you. Read them last two. I want to read them last two.
Well, I'm not before you talk to you this morning. You know, that's different than you think. The Lord will plead their cause and slow those that spoil them.
The Lord will plead their cause that spoil the souls of them. His people. His poor people. That's mainly the ones that serve God these days. God's got some people that's got money. That's the reason why we're here this morning. Amen. Working together. We work together, rich, poor, black, white, you don't make difference what color they are. You can go around the world and be a child of God. It ain't gonna be a conflict. Make thee known the certainties of the words of truth. If they got the words of truth, you got the words of truth, where to come? They ain't going to come faith. Praise the Lord. I told you that before. You can leave here and go to Kenya. Down in the bottom of Africa. They were people in Syria were from Africa. Praise the Lord, research that. And then they were people from Africa in Paul's day, in Jesus. That's what you heard from Africa. Just like what it is. Amen. Don't press them to the slip in the gate. You try to help them. You try to be a light to people. I notice sometimes you feel like people's pushing you. Things are pushing you. People are edging you all the time and icking you. And all that. You know how they say, boy, you ick me or something. How they say that? I'm going to tell you something. The Lord is going to plead their cause. Since to be in the day of judgment, the God of heaven, the Lord of lords and King of kings, He's going to be on His people's side. Now, I'm going to tell you something. He's not going to forsake His people on that day. He might feel forsaken now, but that's on your part. You ain't forsaken. God's right there with you. He knows where you're at. Amen. You got to keep plowing. You got to keep working. Amen. You got to keep planting, keep watering, and keep doing the work that God wants you to do. And you'll get there where God wants you to be at after a while. I'm going to tell you something. He's going to spoil the souls of them and spoil them. He's going to look out for His people. Our day's coming, folks. Amen. I know I feel like my day is today. I feel like my day was yesterday. And if I make it to tomorrow, I'm going to feel like tomorrow was my day. Amen. But there's going to come a day that God's going to bless us so rich that we're going to have to put on that new body to accept the glory of God. This one here won't take it. This one here can't handle it. Amen. That's why he said to comfort one another with his word. Brother Sammy, I'm going home after a while. Well, Mom and Nick lives. I'm going to a place after a while where it's going to be hello every day.
Praise the Lord. That's right. Praise the Lord. It's going to be hello all the time.
And I certainly appreciate y'all's attention this morning. Boy, it seems like this, the Word of God, it seems like the Word of the Lord is so real. It seems like the Spirit of God just connects with it every time. Praise the Lord. Ain't the Word of God good to us? Solomon said, let me give you some wisdom from the word of the wise. Praise the Lord. Amen. I feel like I've been reading some of that wisdom this morning that Solomon, that Solomon knew all about. Praise the Lord. If y'all want to read some of wisdom, read that whole book of Proverbs. Read the whole book. That'll give you some words of wisdom. Amen. Any questions? Anything? All right. We certainly appreciate y'all. Such a blessing to see you in church. Hope God bless you to be here tonight at 6:30 as well. All right. We're going to check and see who's got a birthday this week. Anybody got a birthday? July 4th, baby. Praise the Lord. I got a younger brother that was born on July the 1st. Praise the Lord. He'll be 59 tomorrow. Well, that tells you you're getting old when you got a brother 59. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? No birthdays? Sister Dana? Oh, you ain't quite that old. But her oldest grandbaby lives. Y'all call him Bug? What about anniversaries? Anybody got a happy anniversary this week? Well, I hope you'd have a happy one if you got one. If you ain't got a happy anniversary this week, I hope you have a happy anniversary when it do gets to you. All right? Let's sing happy birthday for Bug and my brother Joseph, my younger brother. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
still learning. Amen. I feel like one of myself. I'm still learning. Amen. We'll never get too old to learn. That's right. Y'all come on and sing us another song, y'all, before we go to the preaching service. Get into the preaching. Praise the Lord. Sister Pam, y'all sing that old song. I don't know. I will serve him. I don't know if y'all know all the words to that or not. It seems like it's been on my heart.
I feel the
morning without any hesitation, God. Without any reservation, God. We want to know this morning, Lord, that you can bless them, God, in heaven, Lord. There's something deep down in the heart, God, this morning, Lord. There's something deep down in the life. This God, we pray, Lord, that you will fix it, Lord. Pray, God, that you will fix it today, Lord. God, let it be done today, God, for the glory of God. Let it be done today, God. Things you have to give to God. You have to give it to God.
Amen. That's right.
God, you know how God moved in that situation. I ain't want to reiterate everything. You can't live like she did when you fought like it was. It was God that done it. He gave her extended time. Add to it. I mean, you got to find peace in times of trouble, Sister Taylor. And this is one time. This is one time. Only one time. But you got to go through this. Only one time. And God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I believe that for all my heart. God bless you. Pieces has been taken away, God. God bless that part. Bless that part, God.
Yes,
God.
Bless
you, God. Bless you, God. This is the place you've got your head in your mind and in your heart. Praise the Lord. You can get there with the help of God.
Thank the Lord this morning. I tell you, there's a lot of heavy parts. We've had a lot of things going on lately, and it's just amazing. Sometimes you want to look for somebody that ain't hurting, and you can't find nobody. It's just like it's everybody's got something going on. Everybody's hurt in some type of way. We've had a lot of losses. Sister Dana, sometimes I get upset over Elizabeth. And then I turn around back and get upset again over Kaylin. And then I turn back and I think about Elizabeth and get upset about Elizabeth. You know, it's just it's like, it's one thing after another. Your heart hurts for each other and your heart hurts for your own troubles. And it's a lot going on. But I tell you what, the ones that depend on the Lord make it. The ones that depend on the Lord make it. You couldn't make it through something like this if you didn't depend on Him. If you didn't lean to the Lord, Brother Sammy, ain't no telling where you'd end up. Ain't no telling where you'd end up. Because a hurt like that, that'll get you. But I appreciate the Lord this morning. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew chapter 13. And start with the first one. Y'all help me out this morning. I know the devil's going to try to hinder because I can feel it already. But y'all pray for me and help me. And we're going to preach this message. Matthew chapter 13, and starting with verse 1. The same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. When the whole multitude stood on the shore, and he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell into good ground, and brought forth good fruit, some a hundredfold, some sixtyfold, and some thirtyfold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now, if you will, turn with me to 1 Corinthians. Chapter 10. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what ye are above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. The last place of Scripture is Timothy. Now keep waiting. Second Timothy. Chapter 1 and verse 6. That's Timothy. 2 Timothy. Chapter 1 and verse 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. That's it. If you feel like being seated, if you feel like standing, keep standing. Sister Donna, need y'all to help me this morning now. Help me and pray for me, because we got a lot that's here that need this message this morning. The Lord's just showed me that. But any time the Lord shows you that somebody really needs the message, that's when the devil tries to come in.
Right.
But I prayed before this started. I said, Lord, that verse says when the devil comes in like a flood, the Lord raised up a standard against him. I said, Sister Lisa, Lord, if he comes in dripping like a leaky faucet, still raise up a standard. We don't want to drop the devil nowhere, Brother Sammy, if we can keep him out, Sister Dana. We don't need him nowhere. But I tell you, this morning there's a verse in Exodus that says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Brother Jonathan, sometimes you have to remember what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Sister Lisa, there's not somebody all the time over your shoulder. There's not always a preacher there to say, Sister Lisa,
what you're supposed to be doing, and this is how you're supposed to be doing it. Now, the Holy Ghost will prick your heart after you've done something wrong. And sometimes the Lord will give you, go ahead and give you a warning. But if you let that conscience get too seared, Brother Sammy, you have to think before you do something. Wait a minute now. That don't sound right. That don't look right. You have to go back and remember. Sister Dana, the Lord didn't give everybody good ground to be thrown out on. Everybody don't have good ground to grow in. But Brother Sammy, you might have some thorns. So to make it, you've got to know what you got to do to get rid of those thorns or to grow up with the thorns. He said, don't pull up the tares. Don't pull up the wheat that's in the tares. He said, let them grow up together and figure out how to guard it and still make it in a pile of thorns. Listen to me, Sister Lisa. You might, the Lord might lay out a couple rows in front of you, and they ain't got nothing in them but stones. And the ground is hard, and it's brittle, Brother Jonathan, and there ain't no moisture, and it's foxy in the middle of the desert. He said, but he told the multitudes that you can make it with your multitudes of problems and your multitudes of issues. He said that you can make it if he puts you on stony ground where there wasn't no good earth. And it wasn't look like you could come up. He said, I would teach you how to work around this stone. I would teach you how to make it through this stone. I would be a teacher and a guider and a leader, Sister Lisa. Help me get over this wall. I see it. I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain, Sister Lisa. But just like you can come over this stone, I can come over this mountain. Wow! Let me tell you something. Daddy, the Lord might put you on them rows, and you ain't got nothing but thorns. You got to get up and do the preliminaries even though your chest's hurting. You got to get up and do the preliminaries even though your back's hurting. Sister Dana, you got to wake up every morning and know that she's not there no more. And that's a big, and that's a bad thorn. But he said, I teach you how to grow crops and be fruitful even when you have thorns all over the place. He said, you stir up the gift that is within you and you remember where you come from. She said, it's so hard. And she said, I think I've made a mistake. She said, I don't know. I said, well, honey, let me tell you. I said, in life, you got good times and you got bad times. Some people go through life, Sister Donna, and everything's handed to them, and it works out nice, and it goes along nice, Brother Sammy. They don't never have no trouble with not working on Sunday. They don't never have no trouble. The Lord gives them a good job, and that's all they need. The Lord gives them this, and gives them that. And then they some other Sister Dana that have to fight tooth and nail. They keep going on. They keep going on. But I tell you what, you got to make it just like the people on the good ground make it. You got to make it. If the thorns is coming out and they're choking you out, you better learn how to fight thorns. Come down to the altar and get you some weed killer. If you feel like the devil's choking you out, you need to get you some weed killer. If you feel like them stones, it's so heavy on your heart and on your mind, Brother Seven, you need to get some strength like Samson and go to hold those stones. Yeah. Sister Lisa, there is no excuse not to make it. You won't stand before God Almighty when every tongue will confess and every knee will bow and say he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Any way that you had in your mind that you thought would be good enough for a reason not to make it won't compare to standing on God on judgment day. None of them excuses, Sister Lisa, won't be good enough. Because that tongue's going to confess. could have made it. That tongue was going to confess when the Lord said, didn't I tell you how to till? Didn't I show you how to garden? Didn't I show you how to weed? Didn't I tell you what to do when the fowls come? Didn't I tell you what to do when the thorns was growing? Didn't I tell you what to do when the stone was in the garden? Didn't I tell you what to do? And your own tongue is going to betray you. Some of them seeds has fell this way, and some have fell that way.
Right.
But there's no excuse not to make it, Brother Sammy.
Right.
There's no excuse.
Right.
When you get in that deep, dark valley, he told Timothy, he said, you have to think yourself happy.
Yes.
Brother Sammy, we can't always live on a feeling, because it don't always feel good. I told her, I said, it don't always feel good in the situation you're in. I said, but what kind of wife, what kind of mother, what kind of Christian, what kind of person, what kind of husband would we be if we was only in it, if it only ever felt good? Brother Sammy, this is a marriage between us and the Lord. And sometimes he ain't talking, Sister Dana. Sometimes all you got is that book and the calluses on your knees. Grandma Carrie wore them out till she had calluses on her knees, fighting thorns and going to the altar and getting weed killer, Brother Jonathan. You have to be determined to make it if nobody else is determined, and you're standing by yourself and you haven't heard God in 10 years. You've got to be determined. It's that you confess with your mouth and you believe it, Brother Sammy, and that was all that you needed. Sister Lisa, if he don't call you past that first pool, if he says, come on in, and you come on in, and you don't feel nothing from then on, you walk by faith. Sister Lisa, there may be a good holiness Christian somewhere that ain't never shouted, ain't never felt led to shout, ain't never run around, ain't never known what to do. But I'll tell you what, if they're walking by faith and not by sight, they'll make it. Sister Lisa, it ain't always about what you can feel. Sometimes it's about doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do. He said, remember the Sabbath day. I give you the commandments. He ain't got to remind you every once in a while of them. He said, you yourself are responsible for your own soul. So when you know something's going wrong, Sister Lisa, you think about that book and you remember what you're supposed to be doing and where you're supposed to be going. You remember about the weed killer. If the Lord don't tell you no more after the day about that weed killer, when you feel like you're fixing to be choked down, you go get you some. Sister Dana, you said, I tell you, Mommy and Mom were talking the other day. We had somebody come up and say, maybe the Bible's wrong. Maybe there's some books missing. Mama said, you can make it off of one book. Brother Sammy, he don't have to tell us everything that he tells us. Sister Dana, he gives us chance after chance after chance. And half the time, Brother Jonathan, when you ignore his initial warning, he'll give you another. Won't he, Sister Lisa? We've been in this a long time. And I've been warned about the same thing over and over again. But there's a time when that mercy runs out. He don't even have to tell you the first time, Sister Carrie, but he does. After that, he said, this is your own soul salvation. How precious or how worthless is it to you? If this was your last chance this morning and you walked out those doors and he got in a car crash on 74, you'd have said, that was so precious to me. It'd have been precious to you then, Brother Sammy, but sitting on the church pew now when you're not faced with death, how precious is it to you just to be sitting here, Brother Sammy? It shouldn't mean everything to you when everything is over. It should mean everything to you now when everything is all right.
That's right.
What a privilege. Just look, it shouldn't be that when everything's gone and you look back and say, Lord, I regret. I had all of that and I lost it. I regret. Because I couldn't see it at the time. Sister Lisa, it's too late to regret it when your last chance is gone. When that anointing is gone. When that love is gone. When that power is gone. There's no more chances after then.
That's right.
He said the day is today of salvation. It's today. Sister Dana, you make up your mind today. You don't wait, make up your mind tomorrow. You make up your mind today. He said, I want to give you, he said, I ain't give you no more than you could bear. I want to give you thorns if I wouldn't have taught you how to kill them.
Right.
I wouldn't have gave you stones if I wouldn't want to teach you how to dig them up. Sister Lucy said, I give you weed killer. I give you stone remover.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I would not put no more on you than you can bear. Now, what you get yourself into, that's a different story, Brother Sammy. And he'll help us out on what we get ourselves into. But you got to do the right thing. As a Christian, as a child of God, we got to do the right thing, Sister Lisa. And if you face with them thorns, don't you turn and go the other way. You find out what killed them thorns. He said, what the devil meant for your evil, I turn it around. And I make it for your good, Brother John. The bad things you get yourself into, he said, if you start doing the right thing, I'd turn it all around and I'd make it work. I'd work it out. That's a good God right there.
Amen.
That's a good God. And take what you've done and make it right. Yeah. Most people, Sister Dana, they don't have patience with you when you make a mistake. They don't have patience with you when you do the wrong thing. The Lord said, I've got patience.
Yeah.
It'll run out one day. But I've got patience. Brother Sam, I feel like we need to get around this altar and we need to pray. Because I feel like this message kind of hit us all. We can all do better. And we got a lot to live for. Let's get around this altar and pray just like we feel.
God, we thank you, Lord. We know sometimes God is not.